CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post, and the Washington Examiner, taking us to a haunted hotel once upon a time in Pennsylvania. Extremely haunted. There's a picture accompanying Selena's story of what the hotel was then, and I've looked up what it is now. Selena, introduce us to this retreat that is now renovated because of, what was it, political entrepreneurship and meeting up with a man from Texas? Is that what rescued the hotel?
I think what rescued the hotel was a Texas developer who was at one time George W. Bush's ambassador to Costa Rica, who was encouraged to take a look at the Bedford Springs Hotel. It's a hotel whose history that dates back to the early 1770s. And he kept telling people that were encouraging him to go see it, that, you know, I'm a Texas guy. Why don't I go to central Pennsylvania? Nonetheless, they prevailed. And when he made that bend around, the mountain and saw the place, even though at that point it had been closed for 17 years, it was in disrepair, as you can well imagine, and sort of sinking back into the land. And he immediately was struck with two emotions. He fell in love, but thought, oh, dear Lord, this place is falling apart.
Yes, haunted. Wow. Haunted describes it because Selena provides us who stayed there. Daniel Webster, Nathaniel Hawthorne, Aaron Burr, Benjamin Franklin, Henry Ford, John Wanamaker. It goes on, and we're talking about 200 years plus, several presidents, but nobody is comparable to Nathaniel Hawthorne and Daniel Webster staying there. Now, Selena, Bedford, Pennsylvania, where is it from anywhere? You say it's in the middle of the state. What's there?
The most charming little town you ever would see. It is just absolutely beautiful. However, that town 15 years ago was on its knees because the Bedford Springs Hotel, which is about a mile outside of the center of the town, had been closed for so long. It was the pipeline to prosperity, but it was also the heart of the community. This is where everyone got married, where they had their proms, where family came and stayed. There was also the historic aspect of it. This is where the wealthy and famous came from New York, which is 4-hour drive, or DC, which is a 2.5-hour drive, or Pittsburgh, which is a 1.5-hour drive, or Philly, which is a 3-hour drive. This is where this was the center. This was America's first resort. And when it died in 1988, when it closed its doors, so did the town. And just going there, I mean, James Buchanan, arguably one of our worst presidents ever. However, this was his summer White House. His presidential desk is sitting there in the library. If you look at the windows of the hotel, there's etchings of girls' names in these very sort of wobbly, wavy windows. And that's because girls were checking to make sure that their fiancés had bought them real diamonds rather than fake ones. So it's just, I mean, there's just so much wonderful history in this place.
It is now administered by Omni Hotels. And I looked it up to see what the picture looks now compared to the haunted hotel that Selena provides us. And Selena, those breezeways, because it stacks up, that was because no air conditioning in the 18th and 19th century. So you would take a stroll along the portico or the balcony of your room, I'm imagining, that with a door out to it. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. And they've all been painstakingly restored. It's a National Historic building, so they had to adhere to what it was in the 1790s when it first opened. I mean, even George Washington had set a camp up here, because there was also, you know, the French and Indian War going on in that area, but also because of the seven springs, mineral springs, all very different, that which is what first drew people here because of their medicinal qualities.
Selena Zito, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the Washington Examiner, the New York Post. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,